don't know what you want me to do.
I'm not Madame Marble. I can't control the weather.
Spoilers for Wicked Part 2.
Wow. She told everybody that she could control it in the first one.
Yeah, but did you put
one.
Two and two together?
Did you put that together? Honestly, millions. That's one of the best Easter eggs of the first movie is what? The very beginning of Wizard and I. Or not the very beginning, but after Madame Marble has done her part.
Yes.
And it's Elphaba's time to sing alone.
Yes.
And she's standing up against that column.
Yes.
And there's just a little swirl of dust behind her. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's good.
It's very good.
Tornadoes.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me?
Do you mean to move that closer?
I don't know. It's a little far.
It's a little far.
We were speaking so softly last episode.
ASMR. Oh, I'm so sorry that I have to get something? So hard into here. It felt like I did, but all I did was move your necklaces.
Wow, broke me.
Just under this. I'm going to pull them back out.
And now it's fine.
Did I just fuck everything up?
Wow, you kind of did, actually.
I'm so sorry.
No, you didn't. What's happening? Oh, but we're back.
And I am louder than you.
Your legs are so hairy.
Shut up. No, they're not. They're silky smooth.
They're feminine legs. Mm-hmm. Feminine legs can be hairy.
Princess CrossFit can. Everybody calm down about being hairless. Gods.
You know, we think hairless cats are gross.
Truly, let's get into that. Let's open up that box. You don't like hairless cats? Well,
I don't like hairless cats.
But you do like hairless pussy? What?
Who does? Me? You do, we do. We la, 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 la.
The juice is hitting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I'm just not what you're stepping in. Yeah, I do hold this very close because church days. Platform singer.
We need to hear it.
Platform singer. I used to eat the mic, right?
Because
that's what you had to do. You had to. To kind of, you know, compete with those sopranos, you had to.
You know, I think let's get the entertainment out of the way.
Oh, great.
And let's do Spoiled Under a Minute.
Let's do it.
Right now.
Great.
Are you ready?
I'm not ready. Are you?
I'm going to just go.
Oh, fuck. Well, do you have the timer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
No, I don't.
Wait, I have to think about
how do I do it? Stopwatch. All right. Now, it counts down, right? Or it counts up?
Counts down. No, this counts up. Timers count down.
Okay. It counts down?
Yes.
I'm going to do 911.
Okay. We're ready.
Because you've already watched The Survivor.
Correct. I started to do that because I was basically recapping the episode
last time.
And I was like, I can't do this in a minute.
So this is your chance. Mark it right here. Well, we're going to have spoilers, but also, you know, skip ahead 1 minute if you don't want to watch us talk about movies.
TV, yeah. No tea, no shade. That's a very good suggestion. And to each their own. But yeah, we're never going to stop this. We're never going to stop that.
I was being nice.
You were. Yeah. And they were too. What a lovely kind comment and suggestion that was. You ready?
I told stories all last episode. I really tried.
Yeah, you did. You
Gary's
did.
Neighbor. Okay.
Gods.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I mean, am I ready?
Right.
Have I talked about the last episode? We're just going to have to go.
We're going to have to go.
They're all trapped in a lab. This is a two-arc episode, so we all started trapped in a lab with a disease that is killing everybody really slowly. All the fire people are in there, okay? Uh-huh. And the one woman that has the anecdote that she came up with is on the run. And the FBI is there. And Athena said, you and me, Buck, we are going to go find that anecdote before the FBI does. They do, but not until Chimney starts dying, him starts dying, everyone's dying in this little hole underground, okay? They get the anecdote.
Yeah.
They do get it. They get there, and they give it to Chimney, and Chimney survives, and they're all leaving and all leaving. And all of a sudden, Bobby closes the door, and he takes off his mask, and he's bleeding because he also has it, but he didn't tell anybody. And you know what? He had to say goodbye to Athena right then and there because he went and crawled and died. They killed him.
3, 2, 1.
They killed him.
You did it. And they killed him.
We bawled.
Wait a minute. This isn't one of the buddy ships.
No.
Okay,
this
good.
This is the captain of the firehouse.
Wait, not...
Peter Krause.
Damn.
Killed
Dead.
Him. They killed him.
They are...
They put him in a glass bubble, and he was... His organs were failing, and he was bleeding out. He's dead.
They could still bring him back.
They showed a body bag.
never mind.
Because they were like, you know what? I know my minute's over, but
yeah, go.
They killed him on Easter weekend. They killed God, Jesus, on Easter weekend. Because, you know, I always said he's Jesus on that show.
Yeah, you always said that. And listen, come this Sunday.
He hath no risen.
There is no new episode of 911.
Athena with that house. They're just building a brand new house after it exploded.
Fuck.
I mean, Jesus. We did end up watching the Odyssey episode, the boat, the cruise.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
like a, the cruise.
Yeah, Joshua Jackson. There was like a crossover.
Yeah, we did watch that episode with her.
And wasn't Bob good. In it?
Bob?
The no. drag queen?
No.
No, she was just on another episode of that boat show.
Oh, you know, that boat show's crazy.
And 911 isn't?
No, because you know what? What's her name? She's a Broadway actress who's on Philippa Sue.
Oh, right.
Philippa Sue, on that episode, it was Casino Week with Athena Grant. And during that whole episode, Philippa Sue's storyline is all about her being like, I'm pregnant, I don't know what to do.
Oh, right.
And so that was whatever. We were focused on Angela Bassett.
Right.
And so.
As you usually are.
Peter Krause dies.
God.
Spoilers. And we're like, oh my God. And so Dr. Art Odyssey starts, and Philippa Sue's sitting there in the hot tub with both the boys, and she's like, I've decided that I'm not going to keep the baby, and it's none of your problems. And we were like, okay.
What a mood
well,
shift.
Well, there we go.
Here. What a mood shift from that to that.
And she's just like, done and done.
And that's what they, and that was that.
And that was that.
What lazy writing.
Oh, the writing.
Honestly,
really
though,
on this show.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna set up this whole big drama, and the next episode, she's just gonna decide in a hot tub in 2 minutes that it's over. Which,
but what
if you live in a state with abortion, you can absolutely do. But as a character, it's a little like we're left in the red.
What was really nice though is her and Athena had a really nice conversation about that whole topic.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm glad we're having this conversation.
Oh, well, then maybe that was the extent of it.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're not going to make this a whole big thing. We're not going to play it out. We're going to make it very casual that this woman can go and get an abortion when she decides.
Well, not on the cruise. She got to wait till they port somewhere.
They don't have anybody there? They don't got a Planned Parenthood
well,
on the cruise?
Doctors.
Oh, right.
Joshua Jackson is the doctor. I think
and
he's Dr. Odyssey.
It.
Is the ship Odyssey? Odyssey of the Sea, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming too. So he's doctor of that ship, but his name is not Odyssey.
Is he the doctor? Or is Philippa Sue the doctor? Are they all doctors?
Is it a ship full of doctors?
Is
it a doctor cruise?
Because every time I've seen it, I haven't seen any passengers. It's all these doctors walking around in empty floors.
Where? What are our hospitals doing?
Well,
if all the doctors are out at once.
Not serving the people.
Not serving the people.
They're just buying land and pretending to build new hospitals.
I mean, honestly. Oh, shoot. What am I going to spoil?
Schools and hospitals. That's who's buying up your land.
Yeah.
And
the state.
Churches. The state. The state's buying it up.
Shit. What did I watch this week? I've been watching a lot of Mystery Science Theater 3000 just because it's like a YouTube channel that plays a bunch of them, and I think that's fun.
That's pretty great.
Or
you don't have to spoil anything.
I would love to do another old movie like I did with Runaway Bride.
Yeah.
Let's think of one. What's something... Wait, you said something that you hadn't seen earlier that was kind of like... I was like, what?
Gooseberry Farm.
Yeah.
Gosford Park.
Gosford Park! Wow. Could I do that in under a minute? But I don't want to spoil it because I want you to see it. Yeah, I don't want to spoil that one because I want you to see it.
Well,
I gotta think of one you don't care about. Or I don't care that you should care about. We can do this. We can do this. Let's do more Julia Roberts.
My Best Friend's Wedding. That's a complicated plot you gotta get through.
Is it? I mean, I guess we'll find out. Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready. All right, so Julia Roberts is a food critic, and she's a nasty one, all right?
She's a
fucking food critic. And her best gay friend, Rupert Everett, is sitting in a restaurant with her, and she's like, la, 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 I'm important. And then the chefs come out, and they're like, thank you for the review. And she gets a call from her old flame, Rupert. I can't remember his name, but not another Rupert.
Grint. Gent.
Nope,
Grint.
Not another Rupert. And he's like, oh, I've been thinking about you a lot. You know, we had this deal that if we ever turned 40 and we're not married, we'll be with each other. And she's like, yeah, I think about that all the time. And he's like, well, anyway, I'm getting married. And she's 20 years old. And she wants you to be the maid of honor. And so she like rolls out and she goes to be with her friend. And she does the maid of honor. She does the fittings and everything. But the whole time she's trying to sneak and get this guy back. Well, at the reception, she – not the reception. The – like before the wedding, she kisses him. Everybody sees. The bride runs off. She catches them. The guy catches the bride. He ends up marrying her. She ends up being the bridesmaid. And they sing at the end with these two lovely bitches who are twins. There's some musical numbers in there, by the way, which are absolutely worth your time.
Time.
Boom.
You know, that was pretty damn good.
That was pretty damn good. And I threw in a lot of detail.
You really did.
Yeah.
You really did.
Because I was doing a lot at the beginning.
Idea.
Yeah.
Had no idea. What is that about that? Why do we obsess over the beginnings? We want to give context clues so bad.
Set the scene. I had this problem with like, yeah, I have
what
that problem.
Is that?
I don't know. I think it's important. I don't know.
Well, you could just bring them in.
Exactly. I think it's, you know what I think it is? I think that it's like I'm trying to, if I'm starting from the top, I'm remembering a bunch of details there. Mm-hmm. And by the time I realize, then I've got to skip a bunch.
Well, yeah, because then you're like, you say a list of things and your brain starts going, well, that's not important, that's not important, that's not important.
Right.
And you're really trying to find, you know,
the plot.
Step ladder.
Yeah. Wow. Spoiled.
The parabola.
In under a minute.
Spoiled in under a minute. Mm. That was pretty good.
Not bad. I could do a lot of those movies because I've seen so many of them over and over.
I can't believe you can do it in a minute.
Like, You've Got Mail, done. Yeah. Easy.
I thought you were going to get
Sweet Home Alabama,
done. I really thought you were going to get tripped up, though, because that movie does switch, and she doesn't end up with him in the end.
Right.
And you really think she's going to end up with him.
And she doesn't.
Cameron Diaz is so good in that movie with her original nose.
Fuck. One of her first, I think the very first she was in was The Mask, but that wasn't shortly after. It's really funny. That was also, believe it or not, one of Paul Giamatti's first movies. And he plays like this hotel butler or like...
In which movie? The Mask?
No, in My Best Friend's Wedding.
Didn't know that. He's
and
in that
she,
movie?
And there's like a moment, because like she blackmails him, right? Or she's trying to do stuff with her father's company.
And, oh.
Her father, the father of the bride. We're spoiling
right.
more after the minute.
Okay, I was thinking of Julia Roberts.
And she's, Julia tries to like... do this thing basically to like almost get the groom a job there, but not. Anyway, it backfires. And when she figures out that it's backfiring, she stands outside or she sits outside the hotel room and she starts smoking a cigarette. Mm. And he like comes up and he's like, you know, you can't do that. Mm. But he takes one. And he's like, I won't tell.
Don't remember that scene at all. Do they cut that scene in the TV versions?
Oh, maybe.
Because I've seen it on TV a lot.
That might be.
And they do cut scenes out. You people don't know because you people are on Netflix now. But TV used to cut out scenes.
Well, and they really, because TV has been trying to put more risky things on air, some of these like FX where they'll like show R-rated movies and just absolutely change all of the language in a scene.
Oh my God. We were watching
Crazy.
Big Daddy.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Like, they were using the 20-year-old cut of this movie.
But so much of it was dubbed.
Yeah.
I was like, what was the original line here? Like, I don't get the context.
They were really just spewing.
Reaching.
What were they protecting us from?
Girl, we all watched Dirty that movie.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Went to C2E2 last weekend.
2E2?
C2E2.
Teleport us to Mars, then.
The comic book convention.
Oh, yeah,
the comic
right.
convention.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, C2E2. It stands for Chicago.
C2E2. Do not look at me.
Chicago. Comic-Con and Entertainment Expo.
You fucking did it, bitch, in under a minute. yeah, how was it? What'd you
it
do?
It was great. We went and saw Critical Role the night before. We did
oh my God,
live
you
show.
Sent me a picture of that. Y'all,
yeah,
this is what I love about this current moment, actually, is that like, fine, sell out stadiums for football or whatever.
Right.
But sell out a stadium for fucking D&D.
That's what
that
I'm
is
saying.
Legit.
That
That's
is what
really
I'm
cool.
Saying. Let's see if we can find it. Hallelujah. I mean, yeah, get into it.
That's so cool.
And,
That's so cool.
It was so great. We were there for 6 hours and they played, well, I'm not going to tell you what they did. Because
they're going to air it, right?
Yeah, and they told us don't be dicks and don't be sharing shit on the internet.
To what, 60,000 people?
A lot.
That's cool. And you know what? Those people are going to be cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They said don't be a dick and I'm not being a dick and I'm not spoiling it. We were there for a long time.
Yeah. But everybody locks into those, right? Because their streams are like, what, seven or 8 hours long?
I mean, they can be. Usually they're about 3.5 to 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
But we were there. I think we got there a little after. We were in line at 6, and I think we left a little before midnight.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Fun, though.
It was so fun.
Were they like still going?
Who?
The show. Or
no,
they,
like, it ended. They closed. And then we went to C2E2 the next day, which is a comic book convention, and we bought a lot of stickers. And I don't know, it's just so wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds so much fun.
All the Lord of the Rings people were there.
Ooh.
You know who else was there?
From the current show?
No, they had, you know, Merry and Pippin and Sam and Frodo.
From the original movies?
Yeah.
Damn, like they're Elijah Wood there. And shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
And you could see all of them, except for Elijah Wood has the secret, super secret, where it's all blocked off. Mm.
You gotta pay to see him.
Well, you have to pay to meet any of them, but you have
can't
to
even
pay
see him from a distance. Yeah.
Him and Emilio Estevez.
That tracks.
Because the cast of Breakfast Club was also there.
Interesting.
I'm like,
But yeah, they're famous. The Esteves.
The Esteves.
And what's his rest of his family again?
I don't know. I love that werewolf movie with his brother in it, though. Mm. I think it's just called Werewolf.
I've never seen it.
Well, MST3K does it.
Oh.
And the woman
I'll see
in
it eventually.
The woman in it, she can't say werewolf. She's like, it's a werewolf. It's a werewolf.
You got one line, girl.
And I think she's got to be like, she's not, but she's got some sort of wild accent.
Yeah, trying to rein it in.
Because it might have been filmed in Canada, because she might have a French accent.
That's not great. That's great.
Werewolf. But werewolf. Emilio Estevez is in it, or his brother's in it.
Right, okay.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, get into it. That sounds so fun. And they... y'all brought me such a cute little gift bag.
Aww.
Which is this, like, I don't have it nearby or I'd show. It looks like one of those thank you bags, the, you know, convenience store bags.
Yeah.
And it has Delicious in Dungeon characters on it. And it's really, really, really cute because I love that show.
Joe Estevez. There he is.
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Werewolf. I'm never going to not say it like that now.
1987, what did it say?
Is that what it said?
1997, girl.
Oh, that's scary. Wait, who made this movie? 1997. Oh my god. Direct-to-video horror film. Tony Zarendest.
Anyways, we need to watch that.
Yeah,
it's good.
We do.
Watch it without MST3K though, because
yeah, you're gonna get yeah.
I think there's a whole like bathhouse scene.
What?
But it's a straight couple, but it's like a bathhouse scene, and the werewolf comes into the bathhouse, and I'm like, why is a werewolf in a bathhouse? Back up.
What are the metaphors that we're saying here now?
Right.
You just walk in there right. And be like, where's the Coke?
That's
I'm like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll find it. Anyways. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I'm sure.
Like us.
Like us.
I wish you could turn on vomit like people can turn on tears.
Do you?
I wish you could just turn on vomit.
Do you like to vomit?
Oh, no.
Me neither,
it
bitch. That's
hurts
why I'm like,
so bad.
I don't ever want to, like,
it hurts.
I don't want that to be easier than it already is.
But it's not easy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think what I heard is that, like, I wish I could do this on command.
Right.
And I'm like, I would rather never do it.
Oh.
Or not be able to do it.
I cried so hard I almost vomited last night when
did
Bobby
you really?
Died.
Oh my god. Okay.
What is it that we did? We were going to something.
Yeah.
And then it got too sad and we were like, we can't do this! And I think that's when I was like, okay, we gotta bring out the screen. We gotta
watch
go
out
Miss Congeniality outside.
Outside, yeah.
I
hate that. When things can really take you there, they can really...
Well, okay. I know we're circling back to this, but I have to because they showed what's happening next week.
Okay.
And they had this giant memorial service for him.
Jesus,
so, you know,
they really killed him.
But you know who's sitting in the front row with Buck?
Eddie.
They're coming back.
They're coming back. They're like, you like that death scene? Don't worry. We're going to give it to you next week.
I think they are because I think it's in 2 weeks.
Do you think they're going to bond over grief?
And I think they're going to kiss. And I think the season's going to end.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that would be at this point in time for that show. Never watched it. Just, you know, surreptitiously, whatever. Surreptitiously?
No.
That's not the right
surreptitiously.
Word.
Surreptitiously?
Yeah,
like
that's
you were,
where that comes
that
from.
That was like you were flying up into the window and watching it while we were watching it. Or watching it on the fly.
When
on
I
the,
hear it through another
sly.
Person, what is that? Not transcendentally.
I'm watching 911 transcendentally.
Love that show. Only watch it when I meditate. Anyway, I'm hearing it secondhand.
Yeah, what is that word? It's going to drive me absolutely crazy. It starts with a V, maybe?
Vicariously?
Well, you are watching it vicariously through me.
Correct. Yes. All of that to say, gods, that that is a very easy, very solid fucking finale for them to make those two right. men kiss. Like, good God. Everybody will be expecting it, and it will be a gag. It will still be a gag, even if you're expecting it. Like, that's the great, like, that's great.
Yes.
Yes.
Watch in 2 weeks if you can.
Wow.
I can hear everything you're saying from here. Don't go tonight, don't go tonight.
So tonight is the finale of Drag Race.
Ooh. Who's gonna win?
Who's gonna win? Okay, so the top four, right?
Is it top four?
It is top four. Anya.
Zahira. Plain Jane.
Right. That is funny. That's right. I forgot that you all were watching last season. That's funny.
Zahira.
That's not even like, yeah. Jesus.
Chanel. What's she doing now?
What is Chanel doing? Being a bitch.
I feel bad about her.
Why?
I don't know.
She owned all of that.
She really did. Good for her.
Good for her.
I hope she found a sugar daddy.
She needs it, bitch. Well, actually, she doesn't. She seems very crafty. Not in a bad way. Like, I saw her look. She made those.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway. Yeah, we got Anya.
Nerf.
Mm-hmm. Lexi.
Oh, yeah.
Jules.
Oh. I think Scott wants Jules to win. And I'm just kind of like... Arietti.
No. Fuck, could you imagine?
I don't think Susie Toot's in there anymore. Oh. Twister sister. Sam Star.
How could we forget? Sister.
Who do you think's going?
Who's going to win or who's leaving?
I think Anya's winning.
I think Anya's winning, actually. I do.
I think they're going
to... It's going to be top two Lexi Anya, though.
See, I think it's going to be top two Jules and Anya.
It's one of those. Sam, I'm so sorry, ma'am. But she also was the one that gagged us with Susie.
That is true. I just think they're going to end that Jules and Anya cycle with her stealing the trim.
Mm.
I think they're going to end with Anya being like, it wasn't a big deal. You made it all up. And she's taking the crown.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's her or Lexi, but definitely Anya.
I really love Lexi, but I think she's really faded into the background these last few, the last half of the season. Maybe somebody told her something and she kind of backed up.
Or maybe it's just the editing, because I don't know. I don't feel that way.
No.
Thank you.
Ooh,
you
know, I made it much worse.
Yeah, you can't touch it. I learned this, but then I just keep touching it. Yeah, I got some loose hairs in here. I'm going to work it out. Do you know what I need to get into? Read this recently. This is just be a really quick aside. That, you know those, like, comb clip things? They're not actually clips, but they're, like, a little bit of an arch to them, but they're basically
yes,
a comb.
Yes, yes.
And they're, like, nobody knows how to use these anymore, correct. So they're not selling them. But yeah. You have to, like, tune the opposite way and then turn it push it forward.
Old ladies.
I need to get into that game.
Yeah.
Because I think for this side and here, it would actually be...
Because you comb and flip.
Yeah. And then I saw someone last night, an older woman. Wearing them perfectly. And it was doing exactly what it needed to.
It's because they only had two options back then.
It's true.
Hair or no hair?
Hair or no
hair. Gods or no gods?
You godless woman, no hair for you.
Oh.
That's funny.
I love that. Equate godliness with hair.
Do you know that's real?
Oh, it really truly is.
I mean, as in like in the religion that I was raised in, that was very real. Because like women don't cut their hair.
Hairless pussy. Cats.
No, Drag Race. Yeah. I think it's Anya. Is that it? That's
no, we could talk more. I think Sam Star is going to put a...
she's going to put up a fight.
I think she's going home, though, next.
Yeah, I think she's not top three.
I don't. And they really push in that Jules.
They pushed her hard at the end here, though. That's kind of my thing. She may have won that lip sync against Susie, too. But track record-wise, I was just like, man, they really threw Susie out. They threw her out.
They really did.
For, like, kind of no reason.
I think Susie was showing her true colors there at the end, and they were like, oh.
A little too cocky.
And Jules was starting to get that. A little more like,
you don't want your drag queens confident?
There's a fine line between a lover and a friend.
Fine line.
No, and honestly, they probably just like Jules' style better.
Yeah, maybe so. And you know, she did turn out, and that finale, or that last blue dress. Episode.
Was that the blue dress?
I don't remember.
Or white dress?
I was thinking of the white one from the last episode, yeah. Where she was just like, oh my God, really beautiful. Yeah. Mm. She's good. Jules is still a good drag queen. I don't think that she's going to win, though.
No.
No.
I got the premonition. She's not.
You just got it.
I got it. RuPaul was sitting there, his bald head in front of that wig floating there, and was just like,
that's hilarious.
I've made my decision.
Have you said that before? Because I actually read online recently that like more people are buying into that.
Have I said that before?
Or did you just say that because you read it recently too?
Did I see that somewhere? Did I see it on Blue Sky? I might have saw it on Blue Sky.
Okay, because I was like, I saw that too. And I was like, it's wild if that is like bringing up, because it's true. Everyone thinks that her wigs sit too far back.
Well, you know, I think it's a freaking green screen every single time.
She doesn't have hair on at all. She's literally just sitting there and they're projecting it.
The lighting is bizarre in that show. I can't figure it out because they've got it in such a way.
I mean, they wash out that judges panel. I don't know how they build the color back in. That's kind of my thing.
Mm.
Like they're doing some composition.
I just want to know when they decide to blur out the hairlines and when they decide not to blur out the hairlines. And it's not consistent.
Yeah, whose job is that? Because, yeah.
And who, does a drag queen have to pay for that?
Yeah, because you're doing some that way and not others.
Because I sometimes think that they blur out the queens who they want you to side with because they're like, you know, subconsciously making you think, oh, they're the better drag queen because it's flawless.
Right.
Flawless?
I don't know. That's funny. I mean, like, we're so in deep at this point that we're like, maybe they're trying to tell us a story through the hairlines. I don't know.
I would not. My therapist asked me a long time ago, I was saying something crazy, yeah, and he was like, well, but when has the government ever done that? And I did at that point say, you're right. But I come back to it every week and I go, no, the government did this. The government did this.
Yeah. It's not like I love that. You're wrong. I
mean, all the cheese that they've kept stored so that the dairy industry wouldn't go under in the 20s and the 30s, whatever that was.
Yeah.
So they were like, the government has had their hand in everything. Yeah, okay. And they're like, yeah, you want that red dye coming from insects killing us all? You want our bread to be cake?
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat. That's what they said.
That is what they said.
They brought over that Statue of Liberty and they said, they're going to eat cake. Their bread.
They're like,
cake.
We've seen this before. Y'all have fun. God. Wow. Listen. We're always just revealing maintenance around this place. But the fucking neighbors, when their garbage disposal is That's being used, is. It like floods our, like low level floods our sink a little bit and then drains. But like we get some of their disposal floods up.
Is it just food?
Foodstuffs and water.
Poop?
Yeah.
They could be pooping in their sink. They could be peeing in their sink.
Don't people tell me that. People pee in their sinks. Some people pee in their sink.
Like
so
they're brushing their teeth and like, yeah, I could just pee here too. Same thought of like, peeing in the shower while you're brushing your teeth. Just do it all at once.
Just do it all at once. I don't know if I could like pee and be brushing and like standing under the shower at the same time. I think I would stop and be like, one has to give. I've got to focus here.
Oh, speaking of one has to give.
Yeah.
Look at this. Called me today. I didn't get a good picture. She was FaceTiming me while she was on her way to the hair appointment.
Love it. And you looking like...
Wait. Ernie Munster, is that his name?
Get into it. The face, the expression is incredible, too. Yeah, she's got a FaceTime. Gotta let you know. When did you see the before? Well, watch the finale of Drag Race and find out what happens.
Find out if we're right or not.
Honestly, go back and watch... the lip sync Lollapalooza from last week, because that was also wild.
Oh, I think it was pretty good, right?
It was pretty good. I was surprised. Spoils.
Oh, spoilers. Spoils of Babylon.
Susie won. Seen that?
That's right. They gave her a title.
They did. But that's all that was because they did her so dirty. Like, she didn't win all those lip syncs, in my honest opinion.
You know who I think got shafted?
Who?
Crystal Envy.
Oh, Crystal Envy. Crystal was she doing Envy. Well?
She went home so early. I thought she had a good look.
Yeah. Oh, you mean in the competition?
In the lip sync, yeah. No.
No. It was Susie. Yeah, that was just concession prizes. Which is unfortunate. Because, like, that's not her game. And the whole thing is for the Lollapalooza to be for the Morphines and the Flip Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that they can get a little game in this, too. Because that's the bread and butter.
Or maybe they're saying this time somebody else can take it.
Well, they're saying, yeah, don't rely on this.
Don't rely.
Don't come on here. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Don't come on here and not compete in the real thing, thinking that you're going to just compete in this. Because we might still give it to somebody else.
Because you know there are queens that probably do that.
Yeah.
Although the whatever, it's kind of a new thing.
Only last year. But I think that because Morphine...
They did it for All-Stars, right? They started it doing...
I don't know.
Okay.
Now I'm forgetting everything. But I feel like... Because didn't Morphine win it last year?
Yeah.
Right. So then it was like, okay, yeah, if you are not, you know, a comedy queen or a sewer or something like that...
True.
You can still leave here with $50,000 doing what we do every night in the club.
That's true.
It's good intent.
That's true.
Yeah. But they were like, don't rest on that.
Don't rest on that. Don't rest on your laurels.
Don't rely on that body.
I'm picking up the mannequin tomorrow.
The mannequin challenge. Ooh, do you have ideas already?
I keep going back and forth between ideas. You know, I'm just going to get in there and I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait to find out.
Ooh.
So stay tuned for that. Watch Drag Race.
Watch Drag Race.
Watch Survivor.
Oh, my God.
Watch Amazing Race. Watch 9-1-1. Honestly, just watch whatever you want.
You know what?
But we're going to talk about those 8 shows every week.
Although Last of Us started, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going to have to get into that soon, too. Gods.
If you haven't played the video game and you're watching...
Get ready. Apparently.
Just know that I love you, and we're all out here.
We're all here together in this.
We're all here together.
Yeah, we're all just struggling together.
Have you ever seen Trump at a drag?
Yeah, actually. Wasn't he recently actually photographed at, like, Mar-a-Lago?
I saw it.
I did, too.
Let's leave the audience
looking
with
like
that.
A drowned, harassed rat.
Looking like a drowned, harassed rat. And greeted, not by Mark Rubio at the door... But his friend.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She said,
Green.
You forgot your foundation this morning. Here's some of mine.
Was it this one?
Yes, exactly that. Because they pushed his hair back and everything. You can see his tan line. What a fool.
What a fool. Love yourself, unless you're this fool. And then, you know.
Good luck.
Good luck.